throws the hat back on. All right, I'm getting this surgically attached to my head.
All right, should we start?
Yep.
All right, welcome to the Bunker Down Podcast. This is episode number 2.
What do you want me to say? I'm Nick.
I'm Lucas.
I'm Cam.
I'm Tyrese.
I'm Vito.
And I'm Mike, and this is the second episode of the Bunker Down Podcast. And from last episode, we talked about how we might possibly have a party, and that did come to fruition.
Fruition.
And it was not at my house. It was at Steven's house. Steven's.
That's our buddy Steven with a PH.
With a PH.
So we call him Steven.
Steven.
Yep. Oh, and that party went great. How was it for you, Nick, as one of the only sober members of the party?
It was good.
What did you witness?
Nothing crazy. My new white shoes got a fucking drink dumped all over them. Now they're pink.
What kind of shoes were they?
Just white Vans. So maybe that was my
Who spilled them on it?
Olivia.
Oof.
She's going to hate me for calling her out on that one.
That's whatever. I also should have mentioned that we do not have Jace here. Unfortunately, he went to college and schedule got mixed up. But
Vito's in now.
We have Vito.
Rest in peace, Jace.
Yes.
Thanks, Vito.
I am here.
Vito, what do you do?
What do I
outside
do?
Outside of working.
Yeah, you missed the first episode. Catch us up a little bit on yourself. Put you on the spot a little
Give
bit.
Give us your biography.
Basically, I can't think of anything else but a shit show. So,
all right. That's all we I'm all saying. Know that's not true. Vito is a musician.
A very talented one.
Yeah.
Probably the only one
out
of the group in this circle, I'm guessing, that could actually play more than one instrument. Very good.
Yes. Guitar. He's been picking up bass a little bit.
Keyboard.
Piano. It's all good shit.
All that shit. Yep.
We got to get our jam session going soon.
Yeah.
Something we've been talking about for 5 years.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's been in the talks for a little too long.
Well, half a decade.
So, yes. On the topic of Jace, he was one of the very few members who, missed the party. He went, but...
Fell asleep instantly.
Knocked out.
Yeah.
An hour in the party. He just... he found a soft spot on Steven's couch and was just like, this looks like a safe spot to just take a nap. And what did he say when he woke up, Cam?
He woke up because I was taking care of Steve because Steve had fun, but he may have had a little too much. And
A little.
Jace wakes up and he's like, dude, what did I miss? I look at him and I go, just the party.
What time was it?
It was 3 a.m.
Woke up at 3 a.m.
That's when I got home.
After driving.
That's when I
home.
Just left.
I was about to say. That's absolutely insane. And what time did he fall asleep? 12?
Not even 11.
It was
When it's bedtime,
I'm gonna just take a nap here. I'll be right back. Lips the chat. Man, how many people were at that party?
Solid 20.
Solid 30. 20 plus, yeah.
I'd say 15 to 20, to be honest.
I feel like we had more about.
I don't think it was that much more, to be honest.
We had Simmons though, we had some surprise. People.
Oh, yeah, he was there.
Yeah, we had some surprise people.
Literally on the car ride there, people were asking me if he was going to be there, and I said he wasn't. And the first person I saw when I walked in the fucking door was him. And I was just okay.
That was awesome, though. That was a pleasant surprise.
Well, he told me, the last job he had was just super, constricting with his free time. He was working, almost all the time. So he just wasn't around. I'm glad he, found a new job and got more free time because we do play Apex quite a bit, and it's kind of just good to have him back.
Yeah, it all worked out.
I missed him from hibernation, my buddy Simmons.
When your friend logs in after 2 years of not being online.
Pretty much.
Thought you lost him, but he came
He's
back.
He's risen! 600 days offline.
Just rose from the ashes.
I had a bunch of friends on PlayStation that did that.
Just disappear and come back. It's a nice moment. Yeah.
Do you remember Karuno?
Who?
Kilotonu?
Oh! No, he did not come back.
No, he didn't, but...
He will. I remember him.
He went for a year, and then me and, I want to say, Kellen played with him. Do you remember that name?
Yeah.
That. Dude, he's in Japan now.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
He's always from there, I think.
I think so, too.
But he went, so... That portion of time he was away, he was in Chicago.
Mm.
And I think he was there for a bit when I even played with him, but then he moved back.
Yeah, I think he's like one of the reasons why I got into the Yakuza series. Because I saw him playing Yakuza 3 on PS3, yeah, and I was like, I have no idea what that is, and I'll probably never access that.
I just remember playing zombies with him.
Yeah, we played like Moon, Chino, Numa. I got mad at you with Chino, Numa. You remember that?
I do remember that.
I got very mad at you.
Well, it's a very logical map to get mad at.
Yeah, that
someone
map is kind of
bad. Very bad.
Very bad. Like it's not one of the best. Back to the party, I mean, what were some other funny things that possibly could have happened?
Well, Tyrese decided to headbutt a Corona bottle, so that's cool.
That was probably...
Instead of headbutt it, he just decided to fuck it with his mouth. He kind of just almost shattered his teeth.
Hold he just on. Grabbed a
First
little
of all,
bit.
Let me just say, I was very intoxicated.
Wow. You think?
He got the two comments on his Snapchat story.
And... Okay, fuck off. Second of all, I think I was looking for my drink. I just, like, had a slow moment, and the next thing
it went
I know,
by pretty fast. If you ask me, it happened
yeah,
like
it
quick.
Was literally just like that.
The bullet.
Yeah, 1 second I look over and you're like having a great time, and then like
he's bleeding.
Yeah. So what Ty did is he just in an instant, me and Cam were just sitting on the table, and we just Ty's on the other side, and Ty was like looking for his phone or something, and he goes to look under the table, but his head's like in the center of the table, and he just ducks his head down without moving his head, so he just collides with the table, which has an open Corona bottle on it, and he just bangs his open mouth just on it.
Yeah.
He falls just onto the chair, and we're just, and me and Cam just stare at each other and be like, that's just Tyrese.
Yeah, the best part was he hits his face and he goes down, and his face is like to the ground.
Yeah,
so just, we couldn't see his face, so we're just like, oh.
It's like, ah, Tyrese, he's fine. He comes up.
Yeah, he comes up, and there's just a river of blood down his mouth. It's something you'd see out of like WWE.
Yeah,
it was like
the
he
chair
had.
Shot.
It was like he had a blood
from the top rung. Just fail check. Stir. He's got the title.
This happens like once a week. There's always a WWE reference that just spirals out of control.
Spinebuster.
Yeah, I basically F5 myself into a fucking Corona bottle, and
that's what happened.
I just look up, the entire party's just like, what the fuck even happened? I'm like,
you're just
I don't know.
Lucky you didn't hit like a tooth or something.
That's what I thought he
yeah,
did.
I thought he hit his tooth too.
No, he hit like his jaw, but I was also
he
trying to think.
Lip, I think.
Yeah, I did. It's right here.
Yeah, oh, you like bit your lip with your tooth.
No, I thought it was his gum.
I don't even fucking know.
Oh, I thought it was his gum.
I just
okay.
I just heard a clink, and then my head just
the
like,
clink. It was more than a clink.
I just,
it was like a clink.
Yeah, I will say I felt the blood, and I was like, good. I'm just fucking bleeding out.
Well, at least you weren't that intoxicated. You could feel some bleeding.
Yeah, I just look over everyone. They're like, what the fuck? You good? I'm like, dude, let's just fucking party, bro.
That was just an awful image of you just chewing on like paper towels, and they were just bloody. It was like you got your wisdom teeth pulled.
When I threw the tissue out, it was literally just like the whole thing was just covered in blood, and I'm like, I could still party.
I could still go.
I think that all happened when I was boxing Vickery.
Yeah,
I think
you
I, like,
and him were like tackling on the ground.
You guys were cuddling.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
This party had like 7 different storylines just happening at once.
I don't even know what happened. I think we like went up to each other and like went to give each other a hug, and that hug like became like 2 headlocks, and then we just decided to throw each other onto the ground.
And then in the other room, Jace was sleeping.
The other room,
yeah, not waking up.
No, he was sleeping. We were screaming and just singing, and there was music blaring, and just you were wrestling with Vickery, and that was rattling the house.
I kept going over to him and like shaking him. Then I'd be like, hey, Jace, it's time to wake up. And he would just look at me, and he'd just be like,
Jesus. It was a pretty nice party.
He wanted to kick my ass, quote unquote, in Smash, too.
He said that a lot.
I'm like, bro, you can't even get a stock off me.
I remember hearing that part. Oof. So, Kak, since you were one of the persons that arrived to the party late, the party started around like 8 or 9, and you showed up around 10:30, I think. 10?
No, it had to be closer to 11.
Closer to 11? Yeah, and everyone was pretty much already knocked. So how was that scene?
Yeah, that was something. I knew it was going to be an interesting event.
Yeah.
Walking through the door. But I saw Ian, and I got really excited because I haven't seen him in like decades.
Yeah, since almost we graduated. It was a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That was another... Oh, we already mentioned it. Another big surprise was him, but...
At first, I thought the party wasn't going to be, like, a success just due to, like, all the Triple Lee warnings, and we were originally going to have it outside.
Oh, so I thought, yeah. We should have prefaced with one of the main reasons why the party almost didn't happen was the Triple E virus that's going on right now in our county. And, like, how many people are...
They confirmed the fourth one today.
And, I mean...
I was outside for a very long time.
Yeah, we had bug spray with like tint or whatever.
Any bug spray?
Oh, you didn't.
I was just drinking.
I didn't know that was a thing.
So. The alcohol will kill the bugs if they get in my blood.
Yeah, me and Mike were just having blunts.
I packed a good one.
Yeah, it was.
I think I packed a very good, decent one.
Yeah.
What even happens when you get Triple E?
When you get Triple E, so the symptoms like are coma.
It can't be cured.
Yeah, that's the only, but you can live from it. It just takes like 10 days, but the death rate is, it's 33%.
It's potentially you.
It's a one in third lethal, chance. So if all of us got it in the room, then most likely two of us would die. So, So
it's a coma?
Yeah, coma is one of the symptoms. That's like, I don't know. I think they said that's if you have like a very low immune system, but other than that, it's kind of like cold sweats, you get nausea. It doesn't feel like you're sick. It just kind of feels like you woke up on a bad day, but then it can just spiral into like some bad, like delirium is like a symptom. So it's pretty insane. I thought we'd be fine with just bug spray because that was like the number one thing. They were like, hey, if you just wear long clothes and bug spray, you should be fine. It's just more or less there's a lot of idiots who are like, I'm gonna go out for a hike today with this virus. I think those are mainly the people who got the virus. Yeah, at
probably.
Least
probably
too bad they're like dumping like
what yeah they? Tonight they're from want to say 8 to 4.
Just what are they, but dumping just like
I don't even know, but
pesticide killers, problem. Yeah, just to kill mosquitoes, I guess.
Yeah,
and not harm any.
The county got a 5-kill streak. Napalm streak overhead.
All the mosquitoes.
Rolling thunder.
Wow, we went to WWE references to just Call of Duty.
Yeah, dogs inbound. Yeah.
Wow, Black Ops
going dark.
Wow, I realize.
Good.
That party was a holler, though.
I thought it was pretty good.
I'm sorry. What were you saying, Cam?
I was saying I had my second experience with Jungle Juice and I lived. I didn't vomit.
That's true.
Time.
You vomited.
That was amazing.
Hey, we can drink
tonight. Yeah, the last time that happened, I'm going to walk by you as you're sitting in the chair and you just put your hand on me, look me in the eye, and then proceed to vomit on my leg. And I was like, okay.
Not to mention, that was the one time I took my eye off him to go pee. And he just.
Yeah, Nick, you missed that.
I did miss that.
You were away for a bit, and I just drank to that, and it just ended up coming back out.
No, because every time like someone like scored in like cup pong, Cam,
you'd
just
be like,
it wasn't that. Even that it would just be a score. If anyone was talking about anything, I would just be like, "Cheers, bro! I'll drink to that.
It was like this, Cam. It's like, Cam, how you doing? You're like, I'm doing great. I'm going to drink to me doing great. And it's like, that's great.
No, I'd wait until they said they were doing great. And then I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll drink to that. And then I slammed down my drink.
That was great.
Jesus Christ.
But I did better this time around. I did not do that. I did that on a couple occasions. I didn't go overboard with it, though. I took a couple sips. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to be sober because I did end up having to drive home.
But... Yeah, you drove me and Hallie home, which was very nice of you. Oh yeah, and Reese, you drove me and her home first. We were.
I wanted to stay with Steve tired. To make sure that he didn't throw
die.
Up.
Two, he didn't die.
Yeah, two, three, he didn't die. Three,
he didn't go to Vicks.
I could calm down a little bit.
Oh, true. But what I was gonna say to
just
CAC,
sure.
What I was gonna say to CAC was how was it to be the only one sober? I guess you could kind of answer that too because you're obviously you only had one drink, I guess, and I'm guessing you had one.
No, I was going to have one, and then I ended up having, like, three or four.
And so in order, it goes Nick, me, and Cac.
Yeah, I wasn't, like...
Yeah, I made a few bucks.
No, I think I'm on that list somewhere.
Made the $20 in gas money.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I was pretty sober.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. We'll say that.
So I was really sober the last.
He's like, yeah, I'm
too.
Somewhere on the sober spectrum.
I don't drink at all.
Oh, we got to talk about how you were, Lukey. You were like cuddling that fireball like handle, like it was like your child, just
like
dancing, like no one was watching. Oh, we should also talk about how Tyrese, the last party, he just took a Red Solo cup. Yeah, I'm gonna just fill half of it with whiskey.
Oh yeah, at that party I mixed Captain Morgan with Fireball and Jack Daniels and just put that's Coke just and I was like, gross. Yeah, we're fine.
This is bad. This is really like, bad.
We can live from that.
Yeah, Ty retired himself from the party.
Like a couple hours. I just like it just gone in 10 minutes.
You give me. You alcohol, it just disappears. It's like a magic trick.
Yeah.
But you were dancing like no one was looking, Lucas. I don't know.
He's just having a good time.
I know. But no one was dancing with you. I thought it was awesome. I was just chilling.
No, you had some fans. You dragged me up one point.
I remember that. What was the song you were singing to?
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, Sweet Caroline.
That was the
whitest song.
The white anthem.
Well, here's the thing. Mostly it was played at this party is what you'd expect to be played at parties. Lots of like rap.
And I had to change that shit. Crack out Dancing Queen.
Yep, you did crack out Dancing
You're the
Queen.
One who whipped that out.
I did whip that Dancing Queen.
I appreciate that.
I'm also the same person who whipped out Mobamba, so...
Well, you know, you should,
I hate you for that. You should have put on Mr. Brightside.
Oh, I would have...
I think we like, also heard another
song. The slightly
song.
Intoxicated in me would have danced like hell to that
Don't
song.
Don't Stop Believing.
Wow. Okay, now I'm having regrets.
Dude, I grabbed
all
like...
the small thing.
I grabbed the plastic thing that Vic brought his whiskey in.
Yeah, because
that was my microphone.
That was his mic.
And you also had Reese's shades too.
Yeah, yeah,
his cloud shades.
That was a good setup for me.
It's a good time.
We also played another song. Something dot commission was played a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Hot Ralston single. Over
who
here.
Put that on? That was my question.
That was a special request from Jace.
Jace, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Jace,
his
Jace
1 hour
wake. I have a song request, and I'm like, what's
is
that?
It?
And he's like, you know what to play. And I'm like, Jace, I honestly do not. And he was just like, it's a song by an artist here. And I just looked at Tyrese, and I'm like, all right, Jace.
I heard it twice, though. That was the thing.
I played it
I
once.
I only played
so.
It once.
Oh, man, I really hear, like, thought I heard it twice, which
Tyrese's
was...
proudest moment being on Ham Salad Boys. New tape's coming out in 2 months.
What's it on? Just, like,
Halloween.
More random. Halloween.
Volume 3.
Wow, they made two other ones?
Yeah, the first one is very vile.
How many songs are going to be on it? Just like 30. Oh, you got the setup on you?
No, but I'm going to base it. So the way we made the second one.
First, you should say who Ham Salad Boys are, if people don't know.
Well, they're a collective of individuals that I associate with that I can't really say the names of because that's still unknown.
Yeah, true.
But it's a collective of at least 10 of us, and we just make awful rap music. Actually, I wouldn't even categorize it with a genre. It's its own shit work. And it's really fun and very funny.
It reminds me of old school,
and
like, YouTube poops.
To me, it's like a lesser version of, like, how Odd Future was.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying.
But, so the first Halloween tape that was made had a theme to it, if that makes sense. Like, you
yeah.
know how Tyler, the Creator's Wolf kind of has, like, a story behind it? Like,
yeah.
lore?
The wall. Like, the wall.
Yeah, how there's,
Pink
like,
Floyd.
Lore behind it.
Yeah.
That's how the Halloween tape was. And that one was 11 tracks.
Jeez.
And then the first one was 8 tracks, but it was 31 minutes long.
It's like a Joji album.
Yeah, there was a lot going on the first one. But the last... Vito over here, actually, I guess, a little spoiler, he's been a Christmas, like, common person to come on that Christmas tapes.
Yeah.
Mm.
The last 2 years, Volume 3 is going to be coming out, but
that's going
to
be
we'll have
good.
To see.
So, since you mentioned Tyler, I also want to talk about how you and Kak are also going to see
yeah,
Tyler soon.
That is happening in a few weeks, a little
Holy
two,
shit. Yeah,
2 days and 2 weeks, and I can't explain to you how excited I am.
It's the Igor album.
Igor album, just found on CD. There was a bonus track on it. The fourth song on there is normally like 14 seconds long, but on here it's like a 4 minute version of that song.
Well, that's cool.
And it was really good. But it's him, Jaden
yeah.
Smith, and Gold Link, so should be fun. And this is the first time I've ever gone to a concert with Vito, so I'm really fucking hyped for that.
Should be a good time.
What kind of seats you got?
So at the arena we're going to, it's not the biggest, but it's not small either.
No.
And we're like somewhat centered, and we're the second row from the floor, so it's perfect to see above everyone's head.
Yeah.
And it's, like, level to the stage. So we're going to have, like, maybe one row in front of us, too, and that's it. So no one should be blocking us.
Is it the one and that starts with the letter?
Agonis Arena.
Oh, okay.
It's at BU.
Okay.
That should be dope. I haven't been to that arena.
But literally, me and Vito talk about it almost every day. Like, we literally, I have a playlist that was his GovBall set list.
Yeah.
And I've just been listening to that.
Yeah, when was the last time you toured around here?
He toured last year for the Flower Boy, or 2 years ago for the Flower Boy.
Okay.
And he always has his, music festival in Cali.
Yeah.
With Camp Flogna.
I feel like young artists like that just never stop touring. Like Post Malone.
Well, he's been around for a while.
Well, yeah.
Post Malone is announcing his, he already did.
Yeah.
Him and Sway are going back.
I can't do that concert.
Yeah.
You got tickets to that concert.
Yeah, I'm going to see him. I'm seeing Sum 41 on Halloween, and I'm going to go see Rolling Loud.
I just got comedy tickets. I mean, that's not music, but I'm going to see Christina P.
Oh, I'm the boo of Bill Burr.
Bill Burr? Oh, he was, tickets were like $200.
Oh, really?
Yeah. John Mulaney's like $200, and you probably can only see his like hair because you're probably that far away.
I'm seeing Chris D'Elia in November.
Oh, you are the Follow the Leader tour. Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be dope. You're going to see it with Alger.
No, just my parents.
Oh, just your parents.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's gonna be so.
I heard it's hilarious.
He's one of my favorite comedians.
Foxwoods, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's recording that one too. It's gonna be on Netflix, so that's gonna be cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So what else do I have on the list? So another one of the big topics that's happened this week, we talked about it a little bit before we started, but that Spider-Man has left the MCU, I guess. I don't know if any of you have heard of that. Have you heard of that,
Nick? I heard about it. honestly, I think it's retarded.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So...
Do you want me to explain?
Yeah.
Okay, so back in like 2000, like in the late 90s, not Spider-Man. Marvel was going through debt, and so out of a panic to just keep their company alive, they sold a lot of the movie rights to their characters for money to survive, basically. So they sold Spider-Man to Sony for $7 million, and that gave Sony the rights to use Spider-Man in all movies, and they own him in movies 100%. And just later, Marvel ended up creating this huge universe that has a lot of characters, and they don't have the rights to make Spider-Man movies.
Oh, wow.
So they created this pact, like, back around Civil War, where Sony would give them filming rights if Sony got most of the money, basically. And he would be able to collaborate with Iron Man, Captain America, in the universe, basically. So who do you think is to blame for the breakup, the band breaking up? Who's the Yoko of the group that split the Beatles? I don't know.
I honestly haven't been following any of it. Like, I've heard about it, but there's so much rumors and speculation going around. People are saying, oh, they're getting along again, and oh, they're done for good.
Yeah.
And, oh, Sony's to blame.
I was going to mention that
Marvel's to blame, and, yeah, you know, then... Apparently his daughter said stuff, or Stanley's daughter said stuff. And I don't know. I'm very picky about what I choose to believe.
It's like a...
When it comes to just media as a general.
The Always Sony episode with the guy in the mailroom. Just tie it all together. It's just this insane story no one can really 100% follow. But so Sony came out and they said that it was just that Disney couldn't come up with their deal. So I have the numbers, I guess, so to say, on how this all went out. So apparently their deal when they made the contract back around Civil War is that Sony would give them the rights, they'd make the money for the Spider-Man movies. Sony would have to pay for the money for the movies in full. So I remember back when the first one was filmed, Homecoming, they spent around $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony was like really upset. They're like, this is way out of budget. And Marvel was like trying to calm them down, being like, this always happens. We'll make it 100% back. And lo and behold, they made majority, like way more than they invested. So the percentage of the profit is that Sony pays for the movie. and they make 95% of the profit. That is a lot. 95% of the profit of Spider-Man. And Marvel only makes the 5%. And does anybody know how much Far From Home made? It crossed...
It like crushed it, right?
Yeah, it crossed over the $1 billion mark, which means Sony got a big paycheck. That's owned by Disney, still made over $50 million. So the reason why this breakup is happening, because Marvel and Disney were like, hey, we want to split it 50-50, which is just like, I guess just more money, just a money game, really.
Yeah.
I just hope that they can come to agreements, that, you know, that everything can work out, basically. Because you still haven't seen Far From Home, right, Nikki?
No. I've been busy. Yeah. But it gets re-released by the end of the month, I think. Which, when I told you that, I completely forgot I'm going to New York that weekend. So,
what are you going to New York for?
I'm just spending the weekend up there.
Oh, nice. I just did that, too.
Yeah, I'm excited.
New York, New York?
New York, New York. New York, going to Coney Island. Soho. I don't know why I just had that accent.
That was a great one, though.
Fucking sounds like you're already there.
New Yorker.
Yeah, I fit right in. Yeah, now we're going to go to Coney Island. Party a little. All day that Sunday.
You should go to the Nintendo store if you can.
I wanted to. Was it you that told me about it?
It's been around.
It might have been you.
It was Mike.
What did you specifically tell? Yeah, the Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I had a big Donkey Kong thing.
Yeah, I want to go in there. Where is that?
It's in Rockefeller. It's right near the ice skate rink. The big ice skate rink, right by the CBS studios. It's like a 10-minute walk from Times Square.
Oh, okay.
If you're walking around Times Square, you'll end up around Rockefeller eventually because you'll just follow the stores. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
So you should definitely go because they have a lot of dope things that you can't get really anywhere else.
Anything in particular?
Like, what do you mean? Like, anything exclusive?
Yeah.
Well, they have a lot of Nintendo New York t-shirts, jackets, and stuff, which is pretty cool.
Some Nintendo drip. Gonna have to get on that.
My Nintendo Supreme.
the Supreme store is there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. But I intend on getting nothing from there just because I'm smart enough not to buy a white t-shirt that's a Supreme on it for $200+. So.
Exactly. What did I get you at Nintendo Land?
You got me a little plush Waluigi.
Well, I know what I want to look for. Do they have games? They obviously have games, right? I'm looking for GoldenEye for 64. I lost my copy.
So they don't sell classic games. What you got to do is you got to look on. There's a store called like J&E's like game.
Yeah.
I literally saw a copy of GoldenEye in there.
By the way, in my opinion, GoldenEye, best first-person shooter. Yeah. Best first-person shooter all time. That shit's fire.
Yeah, that game was pretty interesting. Yeah.
That was my childhood. I didn't have, like, any of the PlayStation or Xbox till like, 7th grade.
Really?
Yeah, nice. I had N60. I was playing N64 till like, 5th, 6th grade, and then I got a Wii.
The Wii was a great console. I remember when my dad surprised me on Christmas.
I was playing Black Ops with a fucking Wii remote nunchuck.
Yeah, I forgot that.
It was awful. So bad.
Dude, I used to play...
They didn't even have, like...
NHL.
No, I played a different one.
They didn't even have their own headsets. They had their own Black Ops headset for the game.
Yeah.
So it was, like, this little, like...
Yeah, it was dope. Did you have a Wii Cam? I forget. Yeah.
That's how I got into Smash.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's exactly how I got into Smash. I played from ages 9 to, like, 11. 12 maybe.
I got it for Christmas. It was the first game I ever got for the Wii.
Yeah. No, it's good.
And I played it for a very long time. And that's why I think I'm just as probably a lesser as good as you. But
I want to say what makes us equal is I literally had Brawl from when I was 9 to like 12-ish. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped playing Smash because my brother sold the Wii, and then
I
never got Smash 4 until, like, Brawl was announced.
Yeah.
Or Ultimate was announced, I should say.
Yeah, and then I got it, and we just kind of played it in my basement.
Who, Who did you main in Brawl?
We should get back to that after the sponsor, because we're at the 29-minute right, mark. Yeah, right, so we'll get to that after the sponsor, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, my Smash main in Brawl, big surprise, is Marth.
Yeah,
the shocker. Person I day one mained in Ultimate, and I have played, like...
Playing S-tier shit over here.
A fifth of my time?
I was going to say, you'll
Marth's A-tier.
At least 50 hours just...
Just on Marth.
Just yeah. on Marth.
Because I completed the entirety of World of Light with him, and then I spent another 30 hours just practicing.
That's crazy.
Just learning spacing and whatnot.
No, literally, I think I was the most unexpected one with Mr. Game & Watch. No one I knew fucking played that dude, and I played him pretty well. However, I also played Ike and Ice yep. Climbers. Those two were pretty good.
Yeah.
Ike was exclusive, though. I did not like him. After Brawl.
I mean, that's fair. Brawl's slower pace, so it kind of helps Ike's case a bit more. Because,
yeah.
I mean...
But whatever what they did with Smash Ultimate, fucking DK is my shit. He's so good.
Oh, DK is good. That's why I had to get that photo of him at Nintendo.
These are good. Like...
Mm.
Ganondorf's
they literally made,
very good.
Yeah, Ganondorf's crazy. He can literally kill at like 30%.
It's insane. When we played Smash the other night... Petrovsky killed me with three hits on Ganondorf. It was abysmal. It was so bad. Like, yeah. Literally, it was like one hit, two hit, dead. I was like, okay, that stock just didn't matter. It was
with the broadsword?
They were all smash so. Hits.
I don't think so. Yeah. Well, Ganondorf's Nair does 27 damage, and it lasts for half a second. So...
bad. Yeah. I just mean villager. Just like planting my trees.
You do play villager. You play Ganondorf here.
I play Ganon, yeah. I mean... But
you go for the side beaches. Like side every beat. Time. You go for the slam.
Because it's the only thing that's movement in my eyes is Ganon, other than the walk.
I kind of keep it to either DK or Ness. And everyone hates me for Ness.
Well, I mean just half the roster.
That's
like
fair.
I feel like it would be easier to talk about who don't you main than it is to talk about.
Honestly, I have an exclusive
that's
list.
That's kind of hard. I think I main like less people in the entire roster.
I have an exclusive list of characters I simply cannot use.
I am picking up Falco though.
Falco's fire.
Always... He is very good. I haven't played him, but
my list of can't do it just ain't happening. We got Mega Man at the top of the fucking list because he's trash. Any of the Belmonts.
I love me
Sonic.
Belmonts. Yeah, you tried really hard for that.
Sonic, I tried. We were sending each other videos of some people being nasty-ass Sonic players. I was like, I want to do that, but that's impossible. So
yeah, that's something you have to put time into, is like combos and whatnot. Just learning, like you have to learn the angle at which all of your attacks launch and know if they can be comboed or not. Like,
exactly.
Like, I take, for example, like Joker. Like, he's a very good combo character because, I mean, he does have some reliable, like, kill options as well. But, like, down tilt is a very good combo starter. Like, up tilt, if you catch them above you,
mm-hmm.
you can chain that into an up air. Like, you can combo that into an up B, bring them back down, and keep the combo going. Which mm-hmm. is one of my favorite things about Joker is just how much damage you can end up piling on.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's a character I would say, like, that's a character you put time into just to learn the combos.
Oh, for sure.
Like, even the Belmonts can do that. Like, if you throw your side B and then it hits them on the way back, you can position yourself just right to hit an up smash.
Yeah.
With it. Like, it's just...
I just can't get into projectile characters.
That's fair.
And to finish off that list, I'd probably have to say Bayonetta.
Ooh.
She's a tough one.
And Snake. I know you're fire with Snake, but I just can't do it. Snake. He's too clunky.
I mean... Yeah, there are clunkier characters, to be honest. Like, Link was starting to actually feel a bit clunky for me. It's just because of, like, his weight. Like,
he reminds me of, like, when I'm trying to use Ike, and everyone's just faster than me.
Yeah, that's fair.
But also, like, a lot of his good moves, if you know how to master any of his projectiles, like, he's pretty good. And I'm just not...
Snake?
Yeah, like his launcher or his grenades or his...
Yeah, mines. Grenades are still, are, like, the gray area for me. Like, I barely use grenades. Like, typically if I'm going to get hit by something, I pull out a grenade because if you hit the grenade in Snake's hand, it blows up.
Yeah.
So that's how you can, like, suicide damage yourself and damage your opponent at the same time. But I love his down B. It's my favorite thing about his kit. Like, I know, like, his side B is broken, the missile, but I love that C4. When you just have, when you catch someone unaware, the reaction they have to it, yes, from, like, when you first hit them with it, then hitting them with it for, like, the 10th time, like, it goes from just, like, whoa, I didn't know it was there, to, like, they're, like, smashing stuff. They're, like, God damn it! And they get so mad. That's, I love
everyone
it.
Everyone is with me when I use PK fire. Fucking mess.
Yeah. I've learned a little bit about you, though.
It works vice versa.
Not Petrovsky, though.
Yeah, he's nasty.
Yeah.
He's dirty.
I thought I was prepared to face him by facing your nest. I was not.
He puts mine to shame.
Absolutely.
When did you play him?
We went to Lucas's house.
Oh, nice.
And
I was like,
oh, you guys got, yeah, I got over, and Nick and Jace had been playing for a few rounds, and Jace left with zero will to live.
Oh,
he looked so sad.
We had four games in a row where I three stocked him.
He literally looked at me and he's like, beat him. So I plugged in my GameCube controller, me and Nick played a couple games.
It was fun though.
Yeah, it was a good time. Smash is always fun.
Did you just pack up and leave? Well, obviously not if it's a...
No, he said he was just going for a drive.
Yeah, yeah, he said he was going for a drive and then never returned.
Yeah, no.
Like far in the wind.
He left his games at the house, and he called me like an hour or two later, and he's like, is it worth coming over? I'm like, we're leaving in like an hour or like 30 minutes. And then he just said, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, I didn't even mention that his board games were there. He just hung up.
Dude, speaking of his board games, he was like, Lucas, can I come like pick up the board games? I was like, yeah, just come over. And I'm just sitting there, and like 3 hours later, I'm like, hey, I'm like gonna leave soon. Like, are you gonna come pick them up? And he's like, oh, actually, I already got them. I'm like, when the fuck did you enter my house? And he was just like, oh, you know, I stopped by like about 2 hours ago. I'm like, I was speechless because I was sitting downstairs playing games. His board games were just there near me.
He didn't
never saw him come in. Like, he must have came in when I went to the bathroom or something. Like,
the one time. It's like, yeah, me when came at the party.
I was like, holy fucking shit. Like, Jace just matrixed into my house and just...
I don't know if I could say this or not.
You should say it.
I don't know.
Say it.
There's an old meme about Jace and his teleportation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. yeah, we would run. We would be running for track practice and we'd be like, where just the fuck appears. Did Jace go? And I remember one time, he was just in a tree about a half a mile away. We were running in the woods, and all of a sudden, we just hear, hey, guys. And we look up, and he's just in the tree. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, Jace, I don't know. He's
Yeah, he has superpowers.
Jace is very sneaky.
The assassin in him, man.
Yeah.
You just want to attach, like, a GoPro to him and see where he goes. I'll
see where he goes. Oh man, it looks just like Quicksilver and X-Men, where he's just like running in slow-mo.
Like a dog with a fucking body cam.
Yes.
Wow.
Cash games.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
We had some good times though, running in the woods for track practice, just finding shit and bringing it to like that small pond, putting it on the ice. We literally found a couch, like, 2 miles away, fucking far, and we just carried it. And the pond was frozen over, and we just put it right in the middle and then started a collection. We found like this broken TV, like a rusty safe that we just started putting shit in. Like, we started like a civilization. And then when it like melted, we just saw it all.
Bridges.
Wow.
We found this Yogi Bear doll. And, like, we just put it on there, just lying there, and, like, it melted a little bit and then froze over. So it was just his snout, like, sticking out of the pond.
Wow.
That was truck practice.
What happened when the ice melted?
They all just kind of went into the water. But like
back into the earth.
One time we were there, and, like, this, like, this guy, like, comes out of nowhere, and we're like, what the fuck? And he's just like, my daughter's ice skate here. And we're like, what? And he's like, you can't be putting this out there on the lake. And we're like, what the fuck do we do?
This is our civilization.
Yeah, because this wasn't his property at all. Like, this was like, the schools were like, they've seen this. The gym class has walked by and seen this and thought it was cool. And he's like, my daughter's ice skate. And we're like, okay. Like, a week later, we're just there. And all of a sudden, he pulls up with his pickup truck. and just starts chasing us through the woods with his pickup truck. This is not even a lie. We were like running for our lives that day.
And that's when Jace came from the tree and jumped on the hood of the truck and punched the drag out of his seat, right? That's how we got him out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Probably be careful about banging the table. This mic will probably pick up that audio.
Yeah, well, sorry for the earthquake I just caused in your headphones, but...
Wow.
Gosh. Yeah, those good times. Tyrese did track for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, me and him raced. I think
he was actually just running the Cumbies.
Somehow,
to get
in a race between only me and him, got disqualified.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Well,
it was the 50. It was the 50 meter.
Yeah.
Literally, you just run in a straight fucking line. Yeah. That's it. For like 6 seconds. He ran into the other fucking lane and got disqualified. It was just me and him.
Whenever I would watch him run, he wouldn't run straight. He runs in zigzags, and it's just like...
It's how he's...
Serpentine.
Shot with.
Serpentine.
Serpentine.
No comma.
Wow. Your one time to put an input in like 30 minutes, and you're like,
what
no
is,
comma.
What is there to say? I didn't even know I just ran like I looked like I zigzagged.
You did zigzags.
You can talk about your Dairy Queen adventure.
Which one?
Oh, okay. We were on FaceTime.
Yeah. So basically what happened was... Okay, so I am the type of dude that, like, I would just do 100%, even though coach would, like, tell me not to at practice. And I had a history of just fucking up my ankle every time I did that. Fuck yourself, cunt. But, nah, what happened was I just could not fucking do it. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to practice. And a friend who isn't a friend anymore, we were like, yeah, let's go to Dairy Queen. And for some reason, he thought it was a really good idea to go on Instagram Live, and they finished practice early. And
it wasn't Instagram Live. It was like a FaceTime call. It was a Snapchat video.
I'm
pretty sure it was an Instagram Live.
Yeah.
We showed...
Yeah,
coach.
We were talking to him, and he was like, "My intestines are a myth. That's why I didn't come to practice." No. And coach was like, "Really now?"
No, I said that my fucking ankle was killing me, or fucking whatever, because I was just like, "Yeah, if I literally go, my fucking ankle will become ash." And I wasn't lying, but fucking coach was just like, "What happened?"
Don't bring it up.
What happened is that.
I didn't understand until now. I just caught up.
Yeah. I'm on the treadmill at one.
Long story short, that old friend put us on Instagram Live. Coach saw and just, like, rimmed out. And, yeah, I was just not allowed to race a certain race. And, yeah, that was basically the end of my track career.
I didn't even know
senior year.
You ran. I just knew he and Jace ran.
All eight seasons have a record. Just saying.
Nice.
Wow.
Someone's
got some muscles tonight.
We got strong men on that side of the table. We got the fucking athletes.
Wow. Could have been you.
Remember, no. You literally showed up for like shot put for like two minutes. You talked to coach and you were like,
no.
And started walking down.
Oh, man.
You were a funny person in high school.
Yeah, you put in some work. I did a lot of homework and
you didn't help me lead to failure math class sophomore year.
That's false.
Hey, let's not do homework. Oh wait, there's enough.
Remember senior year when you only needed to pass English class to graduate? Like the final weeks are coming down, and you like go to check your English grade, and you like had zero assignments out of like 17 complete, and you're all like, oh, should probably get going on this.
That was the biggest grind I've done for school ever. Was my senior year.
Wow.
I passed.
Yeah.
So.
Like.
you like, that during those days, you like, remember the video where you took on Quaker Highway?
Oh, that's a bad meme.
Yeah.
That needs to be like shown one of those days.
Yeah.
I feel like we can play it. It's just audio over the podcast.
We're not playing
Wait,
that.
What is it?
No.
Is,
have you not?
See
not
how fucking that. Fast we're going.
We're not playing that.
Yeah, no, we'll keep that.
I think we should tell one story, and it's definitely the time you got pulled over with Ty in your seat.
Oh, yeah.
You have to tell the story while we got you here, at least. It's such a classic in the Bunker Boy lore. Like, it's such a good one.
All right.
That way we can talk about inside jokes, at least this one.
Okay. So, yeah, back in the day.
This is the lore podcast.
I'm a little bit older than everyone else, so I was the first one to get my license. So, I was the first one that, because, like, when you're 16, you have to, like, wait 6 months to drive because, you know, it's fucking awesome and cool. So, you're driving around. We just came from Dairy Queen, and Tyrese was notorious for sticking half his body out the window, and we were blasting music, like, really
Du Hast,
loud.
Probably.
Yeah, probably Du Hast, because, you know, we love
German
Rammstein.
Death metal, you
yes.
know.
Love it, and we were going through,
it was downtown Uxbridge.
Yeah.
In
like CBS.
No, well, that part of it.
That's when the lady called the cops.
Yeah, there was a lady behind us, and she saw Tyrese sticking half his body out the window. And he was in my back seat, so I didn't really see him doing it. But she called.
Oh, that is in the front.
No, he wasn't.
No, I was in the back.
Oh, you were in
and
the
he
front.
He was like freaking out. Like everyone was like attacking me while I was driving. You know, like the car was just moving from the movement inside. And this lady called
it was like
the police.
A lion cage.
Yeah. This lady called the police, and then I noticed like she was like following us or whatever, and I was like, all right, Tyrese, I think you gotta stick your body back in the window. She might have called the police. I had a feeling. So like we were about to drop off Lucas, and he was like, yeah, no, if she called the cops, we're not pulling into my driveway. So, like, we went off, like, the street right before it, and there's a cop waiting for us there. And he turned around, followed us, pulled us over, and, yeah.
there's a little
come
more
on.
There.
Come
little
on.
More.
This is when it got
I'm
good.
Continuing. I'm continuing.
This is when it got good.
So, he's like, everything to drink tonight, whatever. I'm like, no.
What time
like,
was
whatever.
It?
I don't know.
It was,
like
was literally like three.
Like,
it was
daytime.
Earlier.
It was
daytime.
Like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
It was night. It was 100% night.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was.
How the fuck did? How did she see him out the window? It was literally
no
daytime.
No,
I'm just saying. Like,
lights.
It's you. You like wouldn't be able to see a person hanging out the window. Like,
no,
I remember.
No, she was right behind.
Nine
us.
Nine out of ten recovery, Lucas.
She was right behind us.
That wasn't even. I'm saying I
no,
could
I'm
hang
saying,
out of the window.
No, I'm saying like, you know, cars have like headlights, so like.
Cars
it was
have
it was nighttime,
yes.
And she was right behind us, so.
That wasn't what I meant at all.
So basically, whatever. Like, basically, there's a whole interaction. He's like, yeah, I'm getting the chief, whatever. And the chief's like freaking out at me. He's like, yeah, you can get your license suspended for whatever. Like, blah. And then he, whatever. He's going on this spiel or whatever. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure your license gets suspended the next time. This, whatever I hear from you. And then Tyrese is like, from the back seat, he's like, wait, can I just say one more thing? And then he like shines his flashlight
on
him.
He just fucking
like,
just blinded me, and because I felt
oh
bad,
come on,
and I was trying to like you know recover what I did, and then I'm like, yeah, can I say one thing? Because I want to apologize to the officers, and I'm sincere. And then he just turns the fucking sun into my fucking eyeball.
What'd he say, Vito? You gotta finish with the punchline.
Oh, he's like, oh, I see you're not wearing your seatbelt, huh? And then he just like goes off, and Tyrese is wearing it like when you're like a kid, you don't want it against your neck, so you like put it behind you. He's not wearing it right; it's on him, but it's like put on the wrong way.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta wear your seatbelt, whatever. And he's there for an extra time, and then
nothing was said after.
He let us go though.
Yeah,
so.
We got let off with a warrant, and then Lucas was like crying.
I was not crying.
Yes, you were.
Nope.
I was fucking almost crying. I was shook. I've never been more scared in my life. I thought I was going to get, like, thrown to the floor.
I was just more in shock. Because I personally never, like, been pulled over. Like, even, I wasn't even driving, but I was just like, oh, shit.
You were panicked,
like,
for him.
Yeah. There were no tears leaving my body.
Yes, there were. I literally saw you cry.
Oh, you saw me from the back seat as I'm looking forward, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much. When you were looking over, you
the all-seeing tie.
Yeah, I have the 2020 vision.
Ooh, I'm crying from that story.
It's so funny.
2020 vision. Speaking of which, the other day, I go to pick you up. Ty, I'm almost to your house. One sec. I'm fixing my eyeball. That one doesn't sound like 2020 vision to me. Apparently, you had to, like, roll it back into, like...
No. I just let it just sit there, and then it just, like...
What do you mean you let it sit there?
His eyeball, I guess, just pops out now.
Your eyeball has no other thing to do but sit there.
I didn't know your eyeball leaves your socket and goes for a stroll every Sunday night.
Doesn't your eyeball just ever, like, just pop out
real quick? Yeah, sometimes, like, right before
when your eyeball is just, like...
No, okay, so it's, like, weird, because some... Okay,
this isn't, like...
When I shower, I, like, I will
I don't think people need to hear this.
I'm curious.
False. When I shower, I leave the towel, like, on the floor so I don't, like, drip everywhere. And every once in a while, my fucking eye would just want to... Okay, I'll, like, lie down on the fucking towel and just, like, dry off.
You cannot just skip over that. You lay down on
the floor. Yeah, I go like this.
He's on the floor.
You don't pick up the towel and clean yourself.
No, you just lay on it
and, like, roll.
The towel catches the water before it hits the floor. You don't, like, you can put it on the floor at first, but once you start
what he's doing? He's Jason at the party, and he's like, this is a place to sleep.
No, I'm praying for you know, the wood lady.
Wow.
A name that we can't say on air.
The fuck? You pray for the wood lady.
No, I know what he's talking about.
We should talk about the wood lady.
I'm listening to code right now. I don't understand. But
No.
The woman of the woods.
No, we have to talk about the woman of the woods, but obviously not the name.
Yeah, because call her the woman of the woods.
Yeah, because we were watching Mountain Monsters.
I think we have the episode.
The woman. Wait, hang on. We gotta finish. What are you?
You know the story of the woman of the woods.
No, we're talking about his eyeballs. I want to know how it pops out.
Yeah. So basically, one shower in particular before this party, the day before the party, Vito asked me if I could come in to work or whatever. Like, this is like a little bit after, but before that, I took a shower, whatever, and then
got on the floor.
Yeah, I got on the floor and just basically just spread and just had my fucking body out. And then I was just rubbing the towel on my face. And then sometimes when I do that, for some reason, my eyes just like, epilepsy mode. And then the fucking, it was just like, I don't know what it does. It didn't pop out of its socket.
If you rub your eye too much, that's what happens.
Well, no, I didn't even rub it that much. I went like this. And then it was just like, death.
You told me you had to like, spin it back.
No, rubbed it like this. I wasn't like fucking playing like games with it, like fucking Rubik's Cube.
I hate it when my eyeball becomes a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad. It just has the spins. But the woman of the woods, though.
Oh, no, that's gotta be. We gotta have Cag tell that story.
Me? I know the story, but I mean.
Because he told it, Ty told it to you.
No, he didn't tell it to me. He told it to
I'm just confused.
Who did you text about Woman of the Woods?
What do you mean?
Like the
girl I was meeting up with?
Yeah, you didn't tell me about it. You told someone else I don't think I can say that.
But I remember you hopped in a car and you're like,
oh no, I was with Vito and then I was like, oh, gotta go.
Oh, that's right. All right, now I know what you're talking about.
Okay, can you tell at least where you were when he told you about the woman of the woods?
Oh my god. I gotta think back.
Okay.
I remember some of it. I remember you were in a car.
I was in a car with him and he's like, you're gonna drop me off here and And I dropped him off at a park or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
and
like
then he just vanished. He was just gone. And I was like, okay, I'm driving away now. And then whatever. And then,
Took a nice chunk out of his back.
All right, you want to, like, at least tell what you...
A coherent story?
A coherent version of the story?
Well, yeah, because you've lived it, I guess.
Well,
kind of.
I mean, there's not much to say. I met up with the girl, we had sex, and then that was it.
No, but you gave us some pretty descriptive, like...
Oh, yeah.
You gave, like, biting?
She bit my back. A pretty nice hickey. Dracula spawned on my fucking...
Some Orochimaru shit right there.
Yeah, the Sharingan symbol was just on my fucking shoulder blade.
Get it tatted.
Yeah, for all the weebs that listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
All the none of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Besides the two who are actually doing the podcast right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched all of Naruto, so...
Didn't you watch all of it too? Some of it?
No, he watched Dragon Ball.
That was what you watched.
It was which, Buddy. By the who way, watched.
The Broly yes. movie was sick. The one that came. Well, you saw half of it in Spanish.
Yeah, that was
retarded.
The fucking actual movie's fire.
Yeah.
Well,
Dragon Ball Super Broly is so good. It's good. Watch Cartoons.
I was gonna say, isn't it like on
dubbed and subbed?
Pirate.
Well, Watch Cartoons is free.
Right, but pirated.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, completely legal copy of the movie that I am paying money for.
Yeah.
That silence was a wink.
Why'd you wink?
Yeah. But ever since then, I've just been roasted for the woman in the woods.
Hey.
Yeah, you love her.
Okay.
PewDiePie?
Oh!
He got fucking married.
Yeah, he did.
Not only that! He literally crossed 100 million subscribers the day he posted that marriage video.
That he did.
How awesome is that?
He's had a good week.
He's had a great week. Do you know what he did today? He defeated the Ender Dragon in Minecraft.
Yes, he did.
Dude, he's crushing it, man.
These literally 48 hours are like insane for him.
I remember watching him literally when he only had like 30.
2011? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's like.
I started watching him like 2012.
He was like all of middle school for me. And
I watched
then like
his Happy Wheels, and then I kind of faded away.
The amnesia thing he did was
something. Yes! That was
OG.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was lit, dude.
Do you think like in 10 years we're going to get like nostalgia for like old YouTubers? I feel like we're already having that kind of now.
Yeah. To an extent, I would think that like. A movie would be kind of made about it. Or like a documentary.
That's a good idea, actually.
There's
like the Tobuscus like memes that like bring back like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And how they're so nostalgic, those like music videos.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be just like that. Like, you know, they're... I mean, when PewDiePie's all said and done, he's going to retire. And then he's going to live out his days happily.
I don't know. I think he'll retire.
I think he will, but he'll still post like videos probably like once every like 4 months or something, just like as a meme.
Probably just like vlogs, like not do like gameplay stuff.
Yeah,
there was that portion of time he was doing like a lot of news.
He was doing like
memes.
When he was doing before the Minecraft stuff, yeah, you would do like meme review, news, just Reddit stuff. Memes, basically. Yeah.
I couldn't get into it.
Really? That's where I fell in. I was just like, oh, this is just.
I've been
so
trying
good.
To watch him again. He's been playing Minecraft with fucking literally everyone. He played with James Charles.
That was really funny. I love that.
That was awesome.
It
was definitely something. And then he played with Jack Black.
There's also some news about
that. Is something.
James Charles.
Yes. Oh, Jack Black does YouTube now. Jablinski.
I just saw it now.
Oh, do you not know what happened with James Charles recently? His like Twitter got hacked or whatever, and the one nude picture, and it started like this trend with all like just YouTubers posting like, "This is the only nude I've ever taken."
It's like a new meme platform format.
And H3 like posted just his ass on it.
I mean, you do you, but
a lot of people.
I'm surprised. I feel like that.
It's so funny. Oh, I love it.
He doesn't seem to care too much.
No,
he laughed about some of the memes.
Oh yeah,
like
definitely.
One of the podcasts I watch, No Jumper.
Yeah,
Adam22 did that of himself, and it's so awful. But he literally liked the tweet, so like I'm sure he doesn't care.
No.
That people are like giving him shit for it.
I love it so much. It's such a funny. One of my favorite ones was Boogie's version of it. It was just him like in bed with like a donut in his mouth, with, like the blanket over him. It's just I just feel like in a week or something, it's just going to become like this dulled down version that's not even human. You don't even know where we are, Vito, do you?
Nope.
Well, it doesn't really matter because we're at the 29-minute mark, so we're going to cut to another break and we'll be right back. All right, we're back, and we were just talking about just like YouTube being nostalgia is going to be like the new nostalgia for, I guess,
in a little bit of years to come.
Yeah. Our generation and a little bit
later. Because I feel as though, even though it's like one of the biggest platforms right now, it's definitely going to die down at some point. Just because of how, like...
Yeah, it's going to become so big that you can almost just...
Well, just look at the way it's going right now. Like, T-Series and how they passed PewDiePie so fast.
Yeah.
And it's just not...
No one really watches it. Yeah.
I don't know. It's all how much do you know about it?
The T-Series versus PewDiePie?
Just T-Series in general.
I know that they are India's like number one music company, kind of like Vivo, and it's also like kind of illegal because it's a monopoly on India.
Yeah. So from what I heard, whoever basically has Wi-Fi and has the capabilities of getting onto YouTube, they instantly
subscribe to T-Series. Yeah. It's weird. I don't.
Oh wow.
Instantly subscribe is what they were going to say. But yeah. They kind of just shuffled around it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you guys. You guys are like, and then you guys.
That.
Oh. I didn't even notice.
But yeah.
Wow. We had brainwaves.
Yeah. So taking that into consideration with how overpopulated that fucking country is, they're obviously going to pass PewDiePie.
They already have, dude.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. And that's why I think that's kind of bullshit. Like, no one really watches them.
Yeah, their views are way low. Like, crazy, crazy low. Even, like, I think someone did, like, an interview on the street, like, a man on the street in India, and asked about, like, PewDiePie versus T-Series, and everyone was like, what's T-Series? And then and, like, the people of India, like, didn't know. And then they were talking about PewDiePie, like, oh, I know him! Yeah, it was really funny.
It's just a meme.
Yeah. Like,
well, I don't know how much traction this got, but apparently someone found out, like, there was a YouTube outage.
Yeah.
And T-Series was still getting subscribers, even though no one could access
it. Yeah, see, that's just
no
one
else is getting subscribers.
Yeah. So. It was, there was also the time where, like, YouTube would, like, clear a lot of, like, the ghost accounts, I guess, that weren't being used, and then, like, people would just lose subscribers, and I think that
that's kind of fair, because Twitch does the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that was almost just, like, I feel like that happened mainly because, like, hey, we'll prove that T-Series is not being rigged, like, because everyone's losing subscribers, because even they lost subscribers.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just coincidentally happened the time where PewDiePie and T-Series were feuding. Obviously, that's way over now, but he's the real winner in the out. In my mind.
The people's champion.
The people's champion, yeah. The people's vote. It's like cars. He might have not won the race, but he won it. But, he finished it.
I get where you're going.
Thanks, man. I don't know what he finished. He finished last, he was still, like, first in everyone's eyes.
Yeah, the Canes still got to finish.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then there's also that, like, Captain Sparkle, like, meme going on, like, the creeper. And then that was like, another nostalgia when you were talking about, like, Tobuscus. And, like, I just remember seeing this on my Snapchat. It was just, like, the Minecraft video of him just falling. When you mentioned, like, the King's got to finish, it was, like, that kingdom finished.
I don't know, when I think of nostalgia and YouTube and how much I would watch, I think of instantly PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Markiplier.
That one's not for me.
Don't really watch him anymore. Like, when I stopped watching PewDiePie because he was getting hate and it was just, like, all the same videos, I kind of jumped to him right when he was popping off.
Yeah.
And then he turned into just how PewDiePie was, where it was, like, the same videos and he was getting really edgy. He's, like, the reason Five Nights at Freddy's became, like, a huge meme.
Markiplier? Yeah, I was going to say Markiplier did that. I thought you were still talking about PewDiePie.
And then, after that...
Without Mark, that game would have been probably nowhere as big as it is today.
No. It still would have been probably big, though. It was a good concept of a horror game.
I feel like a lot of games get, like, huge just because of, like, gamers on YouTube. Like,
Fortnite.
Gang Beast, have you heard of that one? That's an indie game. Like, I was like, that game was like $5 when it came out. I was like, I'm going to buy it. And then, like, apparently YouTubers played it, and now it's a $20 indie game. I'm like, all right.
Fortnite was crazy with that. Everyone was streaming that shit on Twitch.
Now I'm so happy.
Ninja.
I'm so happy that I like stopped seeing Fortnite on my feed though. I like, it's one of those things I'm like, that's been replaced with like Apex or other games and like don't care.
I don't really watch it. The only thing that really kind of like pisses me off a little bit about what?
Nothing. I was just, Lucas gave me a thumbs up recently. Oh,
I was agreeing with what you were saying.
Oh, okay.
I don't like Fortnite.
Yeah, neither do I. Like my and I'm proud to say I've never even played it or downloaded it. However, it still kind of pisses me off that like, did you see the World Cup that that 16-year-old won and he got $3 million from
it? Yeah, I didn't. Yeah,
that kid's 16 and he's set for life.
Yeah, well, no, except the government.
The government
took, the government
like,
took half of
they
it.
Took so much from
okay,
it.
That, half of it. Okay, that's much better. Okay.
You probably shouldn't trust a 16-year-old with that much money. I don't even think his parents probably would have just grabbed it anyway.
Well, can you legally have a bank account at that age?
16, yeah. You can have a debit account.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of debit and savings, you just can't.
Well,
have
even despite that, he's one of the top watched people on Twitch, and he can just make money off of that. So
exactly. That's what I was going
to say. Regardless of that, he can still just make a living off of that, which I think is crazy that people can do that now.
I haven't even played one Battle Royale, but we were talking about YouTube nostalgia and now Battle Royale. I think this is the OG when it comes to nostalgia for me. Just Minecraft Hunger Games, dude. I was in that.
I never got into it.
That was my shit. When we're talking like when I first got my PC, that was the only thing I had downloaded. I had Chrome in Minecraft in the recycling bin.
I would watch people play Minecraft. I watched Yogscast. Did you ever watch them? They were good.
I remember.
I don't know why you were so just breathless from that.
Did he also play zombies, right?
I think so, but they did. It was like a collective group of like English people, I think. They played I watched
specifically. I'm thinking of Yodi Slayer. Oh, I think of
yes.
Because that was the one.
Rip
that,
to him.
Yeah, rip Yodi Slayer. That's
crazy.
That was young. Like,
I used to watch him. I watched him when he did he would eat like hot peppers.
Yeah.
He was one of the first people I saw doing that stuff where he ate like a whole ghost pepper and did his little reaction to it. But I remember when he died, super fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Just drunk, drained.
Did not expect that whatsoever.
No, it's one of those things. Yeah. You just wake up and that was there. It's like, geez. It was like that other YouTuber who died recently, the one that was like paragliding. I mean, at least that you even heard of that one?
No. Well, I thought you were initially talking about
Medica.
Yeah.
Oh, Etika, yeah. I just saw a post about him today. Just, like, a guy I follow really liked him. Yeah, rip him too, man. What's OG nostalgia for you guys, I guess?
OG?
Nostalgia.
I mean,
YouTube.
I still watch them now, but, like, Achievement Hunter. Back when...
That was really good.
Back when Ray was on there. Like, if there's any old fans of Achievement Hunter or new fans who are like, who's this Ray guy?
I remember him. I remember me and you meeting him, and he signed my diamond Minecraft sword upside down to everyone else's names, which makes me upset to this day.
I do have all of the lads plus Lindsay's signatures, like OG lads.
Yeah.
I kind of want to like meet Jeremy too, because at first I was like, oh, I was on that bandwagon of he's just replacing Ray, but... No, Jeremy's a way different entity, and he brings a way different energy than Ray does. Ray is a calmer energy, and Jeremy is definitely more energetic, and I actually really like that. And I think I've been watching them for almost like 10 years now, to be fair.
What's OG YouTube for you, Lukey?
To be honest, I barely watched
YouTube. You didn't watch any? I was... That's like
what?
All I watched.
It's like morning for me.
I watch probably more YouTube than I watch anything else.
My childhood was just playing Roblox with Ian. We used to just call each other's house phone and just
Ian
rob
and
it from our parents for like 6 hours just playing Roblox.
What about you, Vito?
Old YouTube?
Yeah. I don't even want to get to Utah. I don't know what you're going to say.
Well,
I was like,
Ty
looked at me like, he, like he's like,
well,
you
do you want him
me.
To go first? Or
you go first.
Okay.
Let's save Ty for last.
So.
I don't even know.
I started watching YouTube when I was really young.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when Ryan Higa posted that.
I'm on YouTube. There's an old meme about me. Really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad meme.
Yes.
But we'll get to that maybe. I think. What the hell?
I think it really hard.
I remember the world's greatest freakout videos. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That kid that would just
absolutely just freak out about everything.
Oh, yeah, you probably shoved the remote up his ass.
Yes. Do you remember that?
No?
No, I don't remember that.
I think
I remember.
I don't know if those are still on YouTube.
I remember there was like a slightly heavier kid that would scream while playing Black Ops.
Yeah, there was one. There was a bunch.
No,
of
he
those.
Was like a like he was like not a tall, kid. But he was a skinny like ginger kid.
I watched a lot of Jax films.
Oh, Jax films. Jax OG. Films.
That was Jax films. Brock Baker.
Waffle Pone. That's who posted the world's greatest freakout videos.
I think JonTron's another one of those.
JonTron. I didn't watch them until later.
I knew of like 10.
Oh yeah.
My god.
A lot of like.
And that was 2 years ago when he did 35.
Wow. Yeah, now I would spend a lot of time discovering music on YouTube.
It was makes younger. Sense because, you know, musically gifted at all.
Yeah. So.
All right. We got the big hitter up. What's up, Tyrese? Well, knock see. It out of YouTube. The park.
Let's see. KSI.
Classic.
Deji.
Okay. Well, that's just.
Markiplier. PewDiePie, Lately. Jacksepticeye, Kitty0706, RIP to him, Rocka Rocka.
Oh my god.
Damn, you're I completely forgot about KSI.
And then, shit, fucking TGF Bro on your computer, Nua Legacy Inc., which is a wrestling YouTube channel. God damn, there's so many.
I mean, you don't have to name all of them. Like, what is just nostalgia? Like, what was like, shit, that's...
Yeah, like,
KDO that takes me back. I was going to say, it's like, KSI and...
Yeah, all of them. I would literally... I remember being... I would watch Markiplier and Jack all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And
then you drink Jack all the time.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I think it's actually him that drinks the Jack. He drinks the Fireball.
Yeah, he's more... Jack Daniels on more Fireball and whatever else.
Fireball. That was Lucas, though, as I said.
At that party, yeah.
Man, for nostalgia for me, I was just kind of just like OG Minecraft YouTubers, how they had like that just square and like YouTube, how that would just became huge. And then also Vanoss.
Oh, yeah, it. Vanoss.
Vanoss.
Delirious.
Oh, I still watch them. They're still fine to me.
Yeah. Remember the fucking annoying orange.
Yeah, how that own TV show on
it. Did they make a movie
so
on that?
Bad.
Like, yeah,
did they make an annoying
that
orange
when
movie?
It was like a YouTube thing.
That's another one, YouTube, that got really big. Fred, that's an OG one.
Yeah, he had his own movie.
Definitely he had three movies, let's not
John
forget.
Cena was
John
his dad.
Cena.
Oh, John Cena! Oh my god.
It's amazing.
He had three movies, though, I forgot that.
Yep.
Not one, not two.
Remember
and a
Copper
TV show!
Cab.
What did you say?
Wow!
What did you
that
say?
Is Copper Cab,
so old.
The ginger kid on YouTube.
The angry
you don't
ginger.
Know that? Yeah, the angry
yeah.
ginger
I
kid.
I have red hair. I don't care. I don't care.
Gingers have souls.
Wow.
You know that thing? Yeah.
Oh my god!
That's
it. Took me back
one.
Like 15 years.
Oh.
You're back in the world.
God.
I'm trying to think of other
yeah,
ones.
Dude.
There's one YouTube channel that I can think of. I can't think of the fucking name.
There's this one YouTube channel I'm following now. He's like new. He's his literal name is just sad face, just colon bracket, basically, I guess. And he just posts like old nostalgia things. And he posted this thing. It was called 759, and it was a Cartoon Network like in just. Section from TV from 2008, and it was just like on the next new episode of Adventure Time, and it played like the commercial, and then it was basically cut to Cartoon Network saying goodnight to the watchers, and it turned to like Adult Swim.
Yeah,
and I was just like, oh, it takes me back. What were you guys? Were you guys like a Nickelodeon or a Cartoon Network? I was
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. All the way. All the
I was gonna say I was a Cartoon Network.
I was split, I believe.
I was pretty split too.
I really liked SpongeBob. Yeah.
I really watched a lot of the Dan
I
Snyder
watched,
things like Drake
yeah.
and Josh.
I watched
like,
Drake
oh,
and Josh.
Oh,
yeah. Fairly Odd Parents.
George
Carly.
Lopez.
I would always call
we'll wake up in the cold sweats to that freaking
Dude,
song.
I hate
no.
how accurate that meme is, though.
Oh, yeah, just
that's happened to me. Like,
we
oh,
all,
yeah.
I've been saying this, we all have had the same childhood, just in different houses. We all leave the TV on and we hear that trumpet just.
Low rider.
Just like, and we wake up at 3 a.m. Our mouths are dry with the summer air.
George Lopez is like that fucking fat kid from the Dank Meme. Kept Brian dirty.
That was a good show, though, in my opinion.
What was that sentence?
I have no idea, but it just sucks. I watched a lot of just Drake and Josh and then Sweet Life.
That was a good one, yes. too, Sweet Life. Disney had some bangers.
You're going.
I remember that, like, the haunted room episode, like, scared the shit out of me.
Oh, when yeah, I was yeah, yeah.
Because the fucking painting moved, and I was like, turning that off.
No, remember when Nickelodeon would do, like, those jump scares around Halloween time?
They were watching commercials?
Really, yeah, they were in commercials. They would literally have, like, jump scares.
I don't remember that. Maybe I was too scared to use that.
That's probably why I stayed away from it.
I was terrified.
Yeah. I don't remember that. They don't even do that nowadays. Kids are coddled too much.
I was more of a Ed, Eddie codename Kids Next Door guy.
I remember I was too afraid around October to watch Cartoon Network because they would do like those like goosebumps.
Yeah.
And dude, like Afraid of the Dark just like 24/7. And I was like, nope, I'll watch the SpongeBob like Halloween episode for like the 8th time this week. That's on every night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
What was a bad, like, bad kid show that you guys always would, like, see on TV and skip? Like, would you be like, oh, I don't want to watch that, and you just do something else and wait for, like, the next show to come on?
See, I just don't remember them because they were so bad.
Because they were so bad? That was one
I did not like.
That was one I skipped.
Yeah, fucking... What was the one Drake was on?
Degrassi?
Yeah.
I was not a fan of that show. I hated
that
when I was younger.
Oh, they had like...
I know a lot of people like the show, but I hated Full House.
Yeah.
I understand it. When I saw it, I was like, I have some pretty bad ones that I feel like I shouldn't almost say because they're such classics.
Yeah, which ones?
It's just I never watched an episode.
Because I have one in my head that's like...
I got two. And there's... I'll give you a pun. They're titans of like kids like shows. I just never watched them, and they're like, they're
Teen Titans?
One was Teen Titans. Whoa. I never watched it.
So far,
I missed it. You know when the show has like, when I found it, it was like three seasons or like four seasons in. And I was like, I don't get the story. I would just skip it. And then another one was a big Cartoon Network one was Codename Kids Next Door. That was a big one.
You missed
one.
That what? Too?
I missed
that. Dude, that's also
like,
okay.
I didn't like Teen Titans. I'm biased because I watched episodes. I just haven't. Super like
yeah.
superhero like face. Just kind of like.
I never was into that as a
just
kid.
Just taste. Oh, I still love it. Like
I just liked.
I got Injustice 2. Like Injustice 2. Because
what was the one that you were gonna say first though?
I was gonna say Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Fire!
Oh,
so good.
That is so good.
Wait, are you saying you don't like that?
You just never watched it.
It just never hit it.
That's a third one for me. I missed it too. I missed
like
a lot of
really. That's like two that's, top three for me.
Exactly.
That show was fucking
that was fire.
Something.
It yeah, was if like, you look back at
oh,
it, creepy.
I got another
do you remember
one.
The
I actually this is all I'm so sorry.
It's good.
But I want to just get this out. Another one, like Courage, was like I watched probably around like 30% of it, but Billy and Mandy was another big one
really
that I
good
missed.
One?
That's a good one.
I would probably watch them all today. Is what
Courage I'd still go back and watch.
Same.
However, do you remember the slab?
Yes, Return the Slab.
With the Pharaoh.
Oh my god.
Return
yeah,
the
yeah,
slab
yeah.
or suffer my curse.
Return the slab.
That's the creepiest episode like ever.
I feel like
or the corn episode.
Oh yeah.
Where dude. They go to that Courage just like digs a hole and ends up in this world where everyone's just corn.
I feel like I've seen that one.
It's literally like a show if you were like tripping on like shrooms.
I feel like oh man, another oh man, what's another really? Like I didn't those are kind of like the big ones.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
I can live classic.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Yep.
Johnny Bravo.
I like
Dexter's Laboratory.
I could live about Dexter. Camp Lazlo.
Oh, Scoutmaster Olympus.
I love the ending was messed up, though. Did anyone actually watch the ending of it?
I don't remember.
Okay, I'm going to spoil it, all right?
Oh, like, yeah. This is...
It's just that the Scoutmaster Olympus or whatever, he was, like, actually, like, kidnapped or something and locked in a closet. In the last episode is them finding him, and he was, like, being impersonated, so... Scoutmaster Lumpus was actually like a criminal in disguise, like hiding or something, and the police take him away, and that's why he was so mean to all the kids.
Oh.
That's okay. Literally just Camp Camp.
I don't know.
The teeth animation. That, like, literally...
It's just a shit ending.
The camp master, Campbell, he's literally just, like, on the run all the time. Like, he's super sketchy. Like, he has, like, money laundering schemes going on. I mean, it's an adult kind of cartoon because,
yeah,
of course, they're swearing and whatnot because it's made by that kind of company, but...
We should go around the room and say our probably top three favorite shows out of... Should we do...
From that time?
From just... Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon. We should probably do one Cartoon Network one, one Nickelodeon, and one Disney Channel one. I think that would be pretty dope. All right,
Disney Channel was like the bane of my existence.
All right, do we want to just skip Disney Channel, do two Cartoon Networks?
Okay. Oh. I barely watched Disney...
Okay, just do
top three personal preference?
Oh, yeah, we'll just do that then. You want to just start?
All right, yeah. Easily number one for me has to be Courage. SpongeBob.
Classic.
And then,
I probably wouldn't pick SpongeBob.
Tom and Jerry.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I really was a big Tom and Jerry guy.
I know my number one, and you should get it, Cam, but I'm not going to go. I want to say you go, Luki.
I'd probably say my favorite was Drake and Josh. I love that show.
Yeah, classic.
Like I said earlier, I was also in love with The Suite Life.
That was really
good. Watch
That's probably not my favorite, but it's definitely up there.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't watch a lot of cartoons. Like, I just didn't like cartoons. Well, I liked them, but just not most of them.
Yeah.
You can't. The third one's a tough.
You can't just pick one?
I can't.
I'll pick it for you. Fairly Odd Parents.
All right, going back to mine, we're taking out SpongeBob because I just remembered this. Samurai Jack.
I was about to say, I'm like, why did no one say Samurai Jack yet? That's not mine.
Completely forgot about Samurai Jack.
That's not
Jack.
My top three, but
that was one. Samurai Jack was one that I missed, but I really, really wanted to watch, but I could never get it when I wanted to find it.
Yeah. It was on like Adult Swim nowadays. It was just weird.
I just couldn't get to it at the time.
What about you, Cam? Your top three?
I want to say, from top to bottom, it's Teen Titans at number one. Like, it's so good.
It is so good.
Drake and Josh, and then Suite Life, Zach and Cody. I think because Drake and Josh and Suite Life were just, like, impressionable on me.
Yeah.
Because it's so relatable. Like, oh, I want to be like Drake, and I want to be like Zach.
It's
like the cool kids.
It's so, like, yeah. What about you, Ty? What are your three? I can't even think I can name three. I think I gotta name seven.
Yeah, I gotta name like 20.
I gotta name three that no one has mentioned so far.
You haven't had a Ty's Corner yet.
This is Ty's Corner right here. It's top three.
No, this isn't the official.
I'm not ranking them, but Codename Kids Next Door for me. That was a big Codename
fan. There was a lot of Cartoon Network
shows. Courage.
Courage the Cowardly. Yeah.
And then off the top of my head, Foster's Home for me.
Dang, that was what I was going to say. Yeah, no one mentioned that one.
That's a throwback.
I was about to say, no one said Foster's yet. I was like, Foster's was like the shit.
Foster's, I literally...
Okay, take out
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
But
I forgot about
Foster's Home's the shit.
Did you ever watch the movie?
Yes.
So good.
Like, my top three
Destination Imagination,
time.
Bro. Dude. Fucking hour and a half of just jam.
Like, the main shows that I could not go without. It was either Courage, Teen Titans, Foster's, My Gym Partner's a Monkey, and all that.
That's an ancient one. My Gym Partner's a Monkey. That's like one I'm proud to say I didn't miss, but I almost missed. I was like, I'll give it a try, and I was like, I like it. What about you, Kat? You missed one, though, big guy. You missed a big one that me and you bonded over a couple times. I'll say it, though, because I got...
Definitely going to say... Well, Drake and Josh, definitely.
That one's a big one. I would kill for a Netflix series of it. As dumb as adults.
SpongeBob and definitely Jimmy Neutron.
That was a big one.
Blast.
Yes.
I loved the Jimmy Neutron movie.
Yeah.
I like the TV specials more where they got like superpowers. All right. So for mine, I got like... These ones are just deep into my core. I can't honestly even think of a third one because Ty said Foster's, but Foster's is so up there.
Yes.
And the one that you missed, Ty, is Total Drama Island, my bro.
That was awesome, that show.
Let
me cross out wherever the fuck the second one was. Total Drama Island.
I was like, you missed that one.
I watched the first series, but everything after like the initial Total Drama, I didn't really like.
I liked the first three. The first three seasons. I actually liked
the fourth and fifth. I actually watched them when I was still like in high school, I think.
Yeah. I watched all of them.
He's remembered something.
I just remembered a good show.
What?
Remember Destroy, Build, Destroy?
That's wow. Like, right after Dude, What Would Happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's ancient. Dude,
what would happen if we just...
We need to recreate that show.
Wow.
We just opened up another wormhole. We almost ended.
I'm Andrew WK, and this is...
I was a...
Wow.
Do you not remember that, Nick? Those two shows...
I remember. I never watched it, though.
I was a bigger fan, though, of Dude, What Would Happen. Yes. That show was way that better, was good, in my opinion.
That was a good show.
I thought
guys,
that was way
I just, like, remembered.
Guys. What?
Legends of the Hidden Temple. Come on.
Oh! Double Dare!
Come on.
Do you guys remember the Nickelodeon channel that was just the game show network for Nickelodeon? It was, like, Double Dare.
Hole in the Wall.
Yeah, I was about to say Hole in the Wall.
That's a really new one, though, right? Is it?
That was a newer one.
That was, like, 2012.
Like that's 20, fucking
that new. Was newer. Didn't you know the Hidden Temple was, like, 90s?
I mean, yeah, but...
Yeah.
It was our generation.
I mean, I don't even think it was past 2010. All right. It was definitely 2000s.
No one said this one, and I feel like I'm maybe the only one in the room that might have seen all of it. And you should get this, Cam. You know this show's me. It's Nickelodeon. Fucking Avatar, the Last Airbender.
Oh my god.
Dude.
That's a good one.
That show, I got chills just saying it. Like, has anyone just seen that last season?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. Fucking masterpiece that Nickelodeon just shot out. And it just, the world building is just insane. I would love just a third rendition, like,
this isn't a cartoon, but do you guys remember Sabumafu or whatever the fuck, how you say it?
Sabumafu?
Zumbafu?
Yeah, like the lemur fucking thing.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but
I probably heard of it. I was going to say one show that pops in my mind, similar to like that George Lopez meme when I would wake up at like 3 a.m. was Inuyasha.
I want to change.
Don't know why, but that stood out to me every time I would wake up and like, that would be on.
It wasn't a Cowboy Bebop.
Well, that's an amazing show.
Wait.
Aquatine.
Do you remember that thing?
That's just Adult Swim now.
Adult Swim is great.
Vito, I remember.
I loved Adult Swim.
What about
the favorite show that I think literally just defines us as a friend group? Robot Chicken.
Just the random.
That humor is just literally this friend group.
What about, what was that one fucking, it was like this fucking TV show with this black dude. He had like, his mustache or like nose hairs or whatever is just like powers.
Man, didn't like, they say it's coming
that's
back?
That's literally Boba Boba.
Yeah,
whatever. Bo-
yeah, it's. I'm pretty
are
sure
you talking
that.
About Black Dynamite?
No, oh, no Boba one mentioned Boba. These Black two Dynamite. Shows either.
Wait, like Ned's Declassified was.
Oh, oh no! I just watched a video on Ned's Declassified yesterday and I had a nostalgia moment.
That was the shit.
Ned's Declassified was the shit.
Boondocks.
Oh my god, I was just about to say we missed another two, like, of Cartoon Network. Of just, we missed a lot of the ones that just, they kind of just ended, but like, Adventure Time.
Yeah, regular show.
You just orgasmed.
I never got into Adventure Time.
I got in and I got out. I was more into regular show.
Okay, I wouldn't put it in my top three, but
redo.
Honorable mention.
Yeah.
Adventure Time was probably fourth. I loved that show.
Adventure Time was very good. We also didn't mention Chowder or Flapjack.
Shit.
Those two shows were fucking the weirdest shit.
Flapjack, low-key, is fucked.
Yeah.
It was so funny, though.
It was. That's a weird one. Chowder's funny, though.
Yeah, Chowder was funny.
Chowder was...
Wow. I'm like, completely forgot about all of these shows.
Dude, fucking...
I know, Cartoon Network was like...
That was
I don't think they had a bad show when we were kids.
I don't think so.
I were like, let's talk about like a bad show we skipped. And I was like, I don't think... Other than the ones I mentioned, were like, I don't think they're necessarily bad. I just think I kind of missed out. Something else was on.
This is kind of like a rendition of Total Drama, but does anyone remember the show 16?
Yeah. 16. Did anyone watch the episode they came out with like a year ago? Like last year?
Yes.
About voting?
Yes.
That was great.
Oh, wow. Ben 10.
Oh.
There's so many we haven't found yet.
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb. All right. Powerpuff
Should
Girls.
We keep going? We're at 29 minutes.
I honestly want to keep going.
You want to keep going? All right. We're going to be right back after this. We're going to talk more nostalgia for about probably another 30 minutes. All right. We're back and we're from more nostalgia.
I got the whole list, man. Yes, Powerpuff Girls.
That's another one we missed.
Ben 10.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Justice League wasn't too big in that. Regular show.
Yes. I mentioned that with Adventure Time.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. I said I was more of a regular show guy when it came
regular
to Adventure
Time. Regular show is good.
Regular show.
That was the time when I just stopped watching that.
Really?
Regular show was the last one I watched.
That was the last one I watched, too.
I didn't watch any of that.
Because now they have, like, I think, you know what, and Gumball might be the last.
Good show. I've actually, like, turned that
Scooby-Doo?
On. Scooby-Doo? Like, 16 was actually
decent. Scooby-Doo.
OG Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo.
What about, where's,
that was some shit.
Johnny Test?
Scooby-Doo.
No. Wow, Johnny Test.
That one wasn't that great, but I did watch it.
I did.
I'm not proud to say it, but that was one of the shows I watched. I'm trying to think of other ones that I might have watched that I skipped. What about that surfer one? It was on Cartoon Network. It was made by this.
Stoked?
It was like, I think it was just called Stoked or something. Yeah. There was like a surfer one too. I'm going to look that up.
What about,
That's Stalked.
I don't.
You can continue. I'm just looking
I
up.
I don't know if it was on Cartoon Network.
It was.
Moraine, but Cat Dog.
Cat Dog was on Nickelodeon, dude. That's we're going down Nickelodeon cartoons if we were going to talk about Cat Dog.
Ed and Eddie. Yep.
We mentioned that.
Oh, did we?
That one was the shit. The movie was fucking insane. I remember being like, oh, that show ended. And then 5 years later, the movie came out. I'm like, what? I thought this just got discontinued.
Classic.
Oh my god, I can't think of the name. What was the name of that show when they like, it wasn't even like, it wasn't a kid's show. It was like, when they like just put you in an insane situation and you try not to tap out. What was it? You used to watch it.
Silent Library.
No. You used to watch it all the time.
Fuck. I feel like it.
Try not to tap out?
No, yeah, like. You
is
have
it
to
a game
do, like,
show or is it? What is it?
It's sort of like a game show. You have to be the last team standing. You have to do shit. Like the fastest and don't tap out. It's
what
really
show?
Gross.
What channel? Like.
I forget. Oh, you used to watch it all the time. Oh,
was it on Nickelodeon?
No. It was like, they just started remaking episodes, too.
It would be Silent Library then, right?
No, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Fear Factor.
Fear Factor,
oh,
yes.
That was an old show. Fucking Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
The fucking awesome show. Yeah.
Fear Factor, that was a good one.
Yeah. Now we're just getting into OG game shows. We're just
Generator Rex.
That was a while ago, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you recall this, but I just found this through one of the lists was, Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yes!
It was the cartoon like of Jackie Chan.
God.
I can't find that Cartoon Network surfing
and
show.
The Star Wars Clone Wars.
It was
series.
Called Stoked.
That was such a series that I missed.
Star Wars
it's
the Clone
pretty
Wars.
Good.
It was
it's
right.
Very good.
I know. I'm ashamed
turn
I missed that because unfortunately I'm not just like
Ty, come over here.
The biggest Star Wars fan, but that is what I would watch.
This
is
show
Loki. Kind of fire.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
I've
stoked.
Like,
yeah.
There are people who live and die by that.
It was a good one.
Rocket power.
Wookity.
No one said rocket power. Oh my god, I just saw it. I forgot.
Dude, it reminds me of that comic that someone drew, where it's like someone's hanging on the ledge. And he's like, "Save me!" And then like he grabs his hand. They go wookity wookity wookity. And the next panel, the kid's gone.
Oh my god, no one said Rugrats.
Oh shit!
I wasn't a huge Rugrats.
Oh, I was.
What?
I didn't like
I wasn't
Rugrats.
Big into Rugrats.
Oh,
either.
I found a big one. Chalk Zone.
Wow.
Oh my
god. That's a throwback.
I'm going to shoot a lot at you in a second. Danny Phantom.
Don't.
That's a good one.
Don't do this.
Hey Arnold.
He's a phantom.
I was just watching
Hey Arnold.
Yesterday.
Wow. Invader Zim.
Wow. Invader Zim
that
was really.
Beverly. Beaverly.
I was going to say, they're
Beavis
coming back.
Yep.
Wait, what is the what were you saying about the fucking beavers?
Beavers or something, right?
Yeah, that was my shit.
Fairly Odd Parents, yeah.
It's funny because I know some of these names from, like, there was, like, a board game, and it was, like,
Monopoly?
Called. No, it was, like,
the Wild Thornberries, I think I might have
Yo,
said that.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh,
Malcolm
my God.
Yeah,
I love
fun.
That show.
It was great. I'm
I
a fan of
Secret
show.
Squirrel.
Everyone has... It has Ray lists Jack. Of cartoons
fucking...
and other shows.
Blue's Clues.
Oh my god.
Now we're just getting.
We just got a lot
Dora
the
fucking Explorer, bro.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know any like deep kid shows I really enjoyed. I just kind of watched whatever was on.
Maggie and the Ferocious Beast.
iCarly.
That was my shit.
Yeah,
that was
I enjoyed
iCarly.
I'll be honest, I watched
iCarly. I watched iCarly.
Jeanette McCurdy was my wife.
I realize.
All right, pink guy.
Wow!
And then Victorious.
I just can't like, believe we missed Russia.
I just got into my wife. She's with like a 15-year-old Ariana Grande. Does not look
big time rush.
Big time rush. Oh, we're actually just so watched that.
I did too.
I did watch that. I was
we literally played a big time rush song at the party and we sang to it together.
Yeah, we did.
I think I
blame Big Time Rush for getting into boy bands.
What was that other thing?
To get into what?
To getting into boy bands. Because like they'd like sing their songs on their show, of course, because it was their show. But that's how I ended up getting like a love for like Backstreet Boys and like.
Did One Direction ever have a show?
No.
Or were they just huge?
They were just huge. They were
just like on American Idol and just like blew up.
And then they disappeared.
Didn't they like break up or something? I don't even know.
Yeah, same left.
Yeah, and Harry Styles is kind of this is
There's another show that is like Big Time Rush.
That's kind of Big Time Rush.
We go for another 15.
They were like these younger
kids.
Oh,
no one's gonna remember this one. I think
what
Recess.
Yo,
dude. When I glanced over at that picture, I thought it was fucking King of the Hill.
Yeah, dude. The
Which another great show, King of the Hill.
What show were you talking about?
No, it's the one. It's the early 2000s, I think, and it was like these kids that were in a band, whatever, and their father
Naked
was
Brother
like
band.
Yeah, that thing.
That was a good show.
For some reason, when you said that, Lemonade Mouth popped in my head, and I was like, wait.
Oh, that Disney Channel. Oh,
yeah, Lemonade Mouth. Oh, what the fuck?
Continue on before we sit here for another 10 minutes.
I feel like everyone's just listening to us list shows.
Yeah.
These are all just
definitely not the most exciting.
Alright, for Ty's Corner.
Ty's Corner. What topic do you have for Ty's
Corner? I was going to say, since on the topic of nostalgia, what's something as a kid that you still hold like dear to your heart, I guess, today as like a life lesson? Like like something that like you learned as a kid from like a show or anything that you still hold dear today?
Probably like watching Infinite fucking Naruto. Because I was like one of
them.
I think he wants
he wants something deep. Like did Naruto teach you anything?
What's something that you learned and you still like go by that
like,
today?
I can tell you mine. Iroh. Just Iroh from Avatar. Everything that comes out of that old man's mouth is just wisdom and just some of the lines he told Aang, just like, I think you're wise for choosing love over power. Like it's just insanely.
Well, one of the things is just like I was like, oh, I'm more, like, when it came to Naruto, I was more of, like, a Shikamaru guy, but I relate kind of, like, with Naruto, because, like, just based on his thing of just not giving up on anything, basically, and people just being, like, oh, like, whatever you want to do, like, be realistic or whatever, it's just don't listen to those people and just shoot for the stars no matter what.
Shoot for the stars.
A cliche Ty's Corner, but
yeah,
a wholesome one.
Basically just
wholesome,
like,
not like last week.
Yeah, just like live life for you, pretty much. And just don't fucking pay attention or care for what people have to say to you because it's your life, not theirs. So if you become successful and all that and they're not, then cool.
I mean, Cam's happy after this one.
Yeah, and that's...
Remember the last time you were like, I think we need to change the topic real quick?
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, it was about relationships, Vito.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, catching you up, which is why we changed the topic. I don't think I have anyone like that. I don't think I've ever had anything that, like, super inspired me.
I think you do, you just don't know, and you can't think of it on the spot. I don't know. There's a lot of shows that bring so much meaning to me. And, like, I've said it a million times, but Avatar, dude, just fuck that show. It was so good.
Honestly, I can't. I don't think there is anything. Because I think I just, like,
a lot of them were just...
Well, over high school, I kind of just, like, broke that attachment to just, like...
Having a meaning from a show.
Not like that, just like...
You found, like, the wall between viewer and, like, you know, what's real life and what's not, or...
No, I just became super detached from, like, myself.
In reality, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've just kind of learned to just kind of live, and that's about it.
Fair.
I do what I do. I do what I... Or I don't do what I don't want to do. That's about it. Just living by my own code.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the
code of Canva.
Oh, I just got another one. Shit.
Code of Canva.
Not,
all right.
We want to wrap this up.
All right. You want to say bye, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been going for probably an hour and 40 minutes.
We talked a lot.
Who is still listening to this, honestly?
Honestly, I can think of one person.
Jace.
No, Allie.
I won't be here next week.
Oh, you won't?
I'll be in New York, so.
All right. We'll have someone.
Bye, Nick.
We'll see you. We'll get you enough.
I'll miss
you. Say bye, Lukey.
Bye. Nicky's going.
No, you're good.
Nah, Nick, go ahead.
Nah, I'm done.
Okay. He's done.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Canva.
Later, folks. I don't know who's going to be on the next rotation, so I could be here next week. I could not be. All right, so I will be here. So, see y'all next week.
Yeah, later.
Vito, oh, wait, I also wanted to say, Vito, how was your first time here?
Oh, it was great.
I mean, it's only our second anyway.
Yeah. It's a nice first podcast for me, I guess. Nice
introduction.
Yeah, good old introduction.
And it's with your boys. Like,
Isn't that good awesome?
Maybe to replace me, you can bring in Blake next week.
Oh,
I don't know if we can.
It's 11. We're pretty late in the day.
Yeah, you have a week to think about it.
All right.
I think that'll be a short podcast.
And with that, we'll see you all next week. This was the Bunkered Down Podcast, and we clearly forgot Pokemon. Out of all the things.
Coldioko.